Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. I hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you, too. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Man, speaking of being in the bed, I was knocked out. I took a nap before we do our show call for the morning shift around 4 o'clock. I took a nap before that. Then I was up for maybe 3 more hours, and I went right back to sleep. It was crazy. I guess my body told me, hey, you need to catch up a little bit. And so I did, but we're feeling good this morning. I hope you are doing the same. We got some Falcons coaching staff updates to give to you right now, because yesterday Falcons announced pretty much the rest of their coaching staff additions, and I will go ahead and give you those names. So the Atlanta Falcons have named Jay Rogers. These are new coaches coming in. The Falcons have named Jay Rogers as defensive line coach and Steve Scarnecchia as chief of staff coaching operations. Additionally, the Falcons will retain, we talked about this a couple days ago, I believe it was, but the Falcons will retain Dwayne Lenford as run game coordinator / offensive line coach. T.J. Yates is going to come back as the quarterback's coach. He was the wide receivers coach last season, but he's coming back as the quarterback's coach this upcoming season. And they are also retaining assistant head coach / defensive coach Jerry Gray and senior defensive assistant Dave Huxtable. They're also retaining running backs coach Michael Petrie, director of coaching operations Sarah Hogan, and coaching operations assistant Donovan Ellison. So, we talked about Dwayne Ledford, Michael Petrie, TJ Yates. We talked about them a while ago. So, I'll give you a little background on Jay Rogers and Steve Scarnecchia as well. So, first starting with Jay Rogers, he's coming to Atlanta. He's coming here with 11 years of experience coaching defensive line in the NFL and also a former recipient of the John Teerlink Award, which is an award given annually to the NFL's top defensive line coach. So he know how to get them defensive lines right, you feel me? Raheem Morris only getting the best for our Atlanta Falcons. So, look, the Falcons took a big step forward. Obviously, they had an upgrade in personnel, but also coaching matters as well. We know that. And they took a nice step forward with the sacks, recording 42 last year, and we'll get to that actually in just a second. But hopefully Jay Rogers can help that number go up even more. Also, the personnel hopefully will improve more, but hopefully bringing in Jay Rogers can help that sack number go up even more and get it towards the 50-60 number, you feel me? And not just, you know, for one season, but at a consistent rate as well. Most recently, sticking on Jay Rogers for a second, Rogers spent three seasons, 2021 to 2023, with the Los Angeles Chargers, serving as outside linebackers coach and defensive run game coordinator in 2021 before serving as defensive line coach and defensive run game coordinator from 2022 to 2023. And if you want to know just his resume a little bit, what he accomplished with the Chargers, well, the Chargers defense finished with 48 sacks in 2023. That's tied for seventh most in the NFL. And they limited their opponents to a 62.5 goal-to-go percentage. That's fourth best in the NFL. In 2022, Los Angeles' defensive line was led by Morgan Fox. He recorded 6.5 sacks. And Sebastian Joseph Day, who tied for second among AFC interior defensive linemen with 9 tackles for loss and was just the third interior defensive lineman to record 50 tackles, 8 tackles for loss, and an interception in a single season. And in 2021, Rodgers oversaw an outside linebacker's room that recorded 19.5 of the team's 35 sacks, including 10.5 from Joey Bosa, who was named to his fourth career Pro Bowl. So, Rodgers has worked with some talent. He knows how to coach talent, and he knows how to get the most out of his talent. And that was the point of me telling you all that right there. He also spent time with the Chicago Bears, and we know that Chicago Bears defense has always been pretty nasty. And he was there when Akeem Hicks was there, and they had a really, really, really top defense. So, again, Jay Rogers knows about talent. He knows how to handle it. He knows how to coach it, and he knows how to get the most out of his talent. And Atlanta, we know they got some talent on the defense and the defensive line as well. Zach Harrison, Grady Jarrett will be coming back. David Onyemata, we hope, fingers crossed, that maybe Calais Campbell sees the staff, sees Raheem Morris and what he's doing, and says to himself, you know what? I said I could go one more year. Let me go one more year with Atlanta running back. So hopefully that'll be Calais Campbell's thought, and that'll give Jay Rogers even more talent to work with. But that's a little note on Jay Rogers. Let's talk about Steve Scarnecchia here a little bit. But he spent the last three seasons with the New York Jets. He served as the chief of staff for head coach Robert Saleh. And then prior to his time in New York, he actually spent time here, six seasons to be exact, as the assistant to the head coach, where he was responsible for coordinating the Falcons' meeting and practice schedules and football calendar, managing the football budget and orchestration of team and staff events, as well as providing administrative assistance to the coaching and operations staff. Scarnecchia previously worked at Syracuse University as the school's video coordinator and later director of football operations. So he's going to keep everything organized. That's what Steve Scarnecchia is going to do. So those are the two new guys. And again, we all know about Jerry Gray, Dave Huxtable, TJ Yates, also Dwayne Ledford. We all know about those guys already. So I ain't going to bore you with the details over that. But pretty much this coaching staff is built out for the Falcons and Raheem Morris. So we've got the new regime pretty much all in play and all in order. So now it's about these guys finding talent in the draft, figure out what they're going to do in free agency, and figuring out Most importantly, what they're going to do about the quarterback position. And we talked a little bit about what's going on at the Senior Bowl yesterday, and obviously Michael Penix and Carter Bradley, South Alabama quarterback, and obviously Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of Washington. They look pretty good. Michael Penix showing off the arm strength these past couple days out in Mobile, Alabama, and Carter Bradley looking good as well. But obviously, I think Carter Bradley, if anything, I don't think he's going to sneak into the first round, but if anything, he probably sneaks late first round if, again, he has a great Senior Bowl, great combine, and he just wows everybody from here on out. But with all that being said, Michael Penix Jr., if his medical's clear, could he be a guy that the Falcons look at and possibly draft with the 8th overall pick? I think he could be a possibility. Now, whether or not Raheem Morris and new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson believe he fits the system and he fits what they want to do as an offense, that's yet to be seen. And time will tell. But as far as what he can do talent-wise, he's got the arm strength. He can make every throw that you would need him to make. Has a good presence in the pocket. He's not quick to run. Earlier in his career, he was definitely a lot more athletic when he was with Indiana. But after, obviously, the ACL injury, he's slowed down just a little bit. He still, obviously, can run out, and he showed that a little bit at Washington at times. But he's definitely more of a pocket quarterback now, and I don't think that's such a bad thing. So I think Michael Penix could be an option. Do I think he's the Falcons' first option? Definitely not. But I do think he could be an option for the Atlanta Falcons and not a bad one. But the way I see it, if they are going by way of the draft, if the Falcons are, if Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, and the offensive side of the football decide, look, we don't want to get a veteran. We want to get our guy in the draft, somebody that we can build with, and somebody that is going to be, hopefully, along with this regime, around for the next decade plus. If that's the way they want to go, then, in my opinion, you do what you have to do to go get whoever your top guy is. For them, whether that's Caleb Williams, whether that's Jaden Daniels, whether that's Michael Penix, go get your guy. Do not settle. And again, this is my opinion if they want to get the quarterback through the draft. Do not settle. Give Chicago what they want to get, what they want to trade down or to trade back. Give Chicago whatever you need to give them to acquire that first overall pick if Caleb Williams is your guy, or if you're pretty confident that Chicago is not going to draft a quarterback and, you know, they want to get Marvin Harrison. I think they would be willing to trade back. Now, if they aren't willing to move off of it, then you got to find a way to probably get to 4 or maybe 5, because Washington, they're probably going quarterback. I don't know if they're going to stick with Sam Howell. And obviously, you have a little bit of a run on quarterbacks as well, too. If we just pull up the draft order here, you have to – I think if you're the Falcons, you at least have to find a way to get to 5. I think that is the – and again, this is if they're going to draft a quarterback. So, for the draft order, let's see. It's obviously the Bears at number 1. Then you have Washington – at number 2, Patriots at number 3, Arizona at 4, Chargers at 5, Giants at 6, Titans at 7, and the Falcons at 8. So we know the Chargers obviously don't need a quarterback, so they will be a team that'd be willing to trade back. And moving from 5 to 8 probably wouldn't be that hard. You wouldn't have to give up too much. Honestly, you probably just swap picks and then maybe give them another second, maybe a third. So it probably wouldn't be too difficult to do that. The Cardinals, you honestly could move up to four. Seems like they might want to stick with Kyler Murray, but that is obviously a question we'll have to see. But it does seem like from what we've heard from the Cardinals and reports that they are going to stick and build around Kyler Murray. So what does it take to move up to four? Because Washington and New England, you have to think, are staying there, and they're going to draft quarterbacks. Now, who do they draft? We'll see. But to be competitive and to get a quarterback that you feel like you would want, you have to get to either four or five. Because two and three are going to get quarterbacks. So let's just say it's Caleb Williams at two, and then maybe they draft Drake May, or, you know, hopefully not Jaden Daniels, but Jaden Daniels at three. Then you're left with a Drake May, a Michael Penix. So you got to find a way, if you're going to draft a quarterback, I think you have to find a way to get to four or five at the least. Because four, you might be okay because they might go non-quarterback. So that's why I say you at least got to find a way to get to five. And the Giants, they are a wild card too. Seems like after they paid Daniel Jones, you're going to stick with him. But again, you never know. So to me, if you're the Falcons, if you want to be extra, extra safe, you find a way to get to four or five. But we'll see what the Falcons end up doing. But there are your new staffers. And again, the Falcons retaining some guys too. Again, Falcons named Jay Rogers as defensive line coach and Steve Scarnecchia as chief of staff and coaching operations. And then they retained Dwayne Ledford as run game coordinator and offensive line coach, TJ Yates as quarterbacks coach, assistant head coach and defensive coach Jerry Gray is staying as well, along with senior defensive assistant Dave Huxtable, running backs coach Michael Petrie, director of coaching operations Sarah Hogan, and coaching operations assistant Donovan Ellison. So that is the latest on the Falcons news, and we'll see what they end up doing in the draft. They draft the quarterback there. They go get themselves a veteran QB. Again, do you want to pay Kirk what he reportedly is asking for? 2 years, $90 million, all guaranteed. Now, maybe he'll come down on that a little bit. Maybe that's just his starting price, his starting price for a bid. But we'll see. Russell Wilson could be available too. But time will tell. But Falcons, again, all that talent is great. But we saw last season, don't get the quarterback spot right. Whole lot more doesn't matter after that. All right, when we come back 5 minutes from now, let's get into some more NFL news. Let's go around the league. A former Falcon has retired. Former Falcons coach, I should say. Actually, played for the Falcons too. But a former Falcon has retired, and a lot of new coaches and coordinators have been hired around the league. We'll get into it 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shift, and shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Shout out to all my people already at the gym, getting their good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, we got some NFL news we need to get to. First and foremost, we have a former Atlanta Falcon and former Atlanta Falcons special teams coordinator, Keith Armstrong. He announced that he is retiring. So Keith Armstrong obviously spent time here in Atlanta as a player, and then he was a special teams coordinator as well. I'll give you the full bio here momentarily, but it was announced yesterday that he is retiring. So, Keith Armstrong, this is according to NFL media reports. At 60 years old, he's coached in the NFL since 1994, spending the past five seasons in Tampa Bay. He was also, as I told you, with the Falcons. He was with the Super Bowl team for Tampa Bay. For Super Bowl 55, excuse me, Armstrong started his NFL coaching career with the Falcons right here in Atlanta. He started as a safeties coach in 1994. He held that role for two seasons before being promoted to secondary coach in 1996. And following his first stint with the Falcons, Armstrong then went to the Bears from 1997 to 2000. He was with the Dolphins special teams. He was a Dolphins special teams coach in 2001 through 2007 and then came back to the Falcons as their special teams coordinator from 2008 all the way to 2018. So definitely a Falcons lifer, even though he didn't spend his whole entire career here in Atlanta, still a Falcons lifer. And we all love Keith over here. So happy retirement, and got to be happy for Keith Armstrong, for his retirement. And again, to the Bucs, they were already making changes after losing offensive coordinator Dave Canales, who is now going to become the Panthers head coach. And he took receivers coach Brad Idzik with him as his offensive coordinator. So Keith Armstrong retiring. Good retirement for Keith Armstrong at 60 years old. Look, he's like, I'm good. You know what? I've had my run. I've had my fun. Got my fill of coaching in. Now I'm ready to kick back, relax, go stick my feet out, have my toes out somewhere on a beach and some sand maybe, and just, I don't know if he's got grandkids or not, but if he does, hang out with the grandkids and just chillax. So happy for Keith Armstrong again. Hopefully he has nothing but a good retirement. All right. Around the NFL we go. The Seahawks have made the hiring of Mike McDonald as their head coach official. The Seahawks made it official yesterday, and he is going to be their ninth head coach in franchise history. The team went from, if you can believe it or not, and this isn't super shocking, but it's just funny, they go from one of the oldest head coaches in the NFL to now one of the youngest, Pete Carroll, who is obviously still who's still involved with the franchise and has now kind of taken an administrator, consultant type of role. He was 72, obviously, as the Seahawks head coach, and now they're going to McDonald, who is 36. And as you know, McDonald has spent the past two seasons as the defensive coordinator of the Ravens, who has led a fine defense. And he said this this via the website. He put out this statement: "What an honor. We are excited to be here. Just getting to know John," talking about John Snyder, the Seahawks GM, "and the rest of the folks, the reputation of this place. What drew us here was the people. That's why we're here, to bring a championship back to Seattle and the 12s. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to work our tails off, and it's going to be an incredible ride. We're going to be here for a long time, and we're going to win a lot of football games." Every Seahawks fan, I'm sure, happy to hear that. But I do like Mike McDonald. I think he's going to be a really good head coach. Obviously, we know Seattle's had some great defenses. The Legion of Boom comes to mind, front and center. And obviously, he's going to want to – he's got some good defensive players there now, talking about Devin Witherspoon, and, you know, he's got some talent to work with over there in Seattle. John Snyder, the Seahawks general manager, as I just told you a moment ago, said this: "We want to keep our positive culture. Everything that's been created here, everything in this building, there are so many special people in this building. It's amazing to be on the phone with all of these agents and people that are interested in this position and to be able to explain to them, like, hey, there's a foundation here, and it's incredible." So he obviously felt Mike McDonald was good for the foundation, fit in with the culture, fit in with the people already in place there in Seattle. And I think Mike McDonald is a good fit for Seattle as well, a good fit for the culture. So I think the Seattle Seahawks got themselves a good head coach. And just so you know, I'm sure all you probably already know, but this season under McDonald, the Ravens led the NFL in scoring defense, only giving up 16.5 points per game, had 60 sacks, and the Ravens finished tied for first in takeaways with 31, becoming the first team in the league, in league history, to rank first in all three categories. The Ravens also ranked sixth in yards allowed with 301.4 per game. The Seahawks, obviously trying to turn things around. They've been to the playoffs, but they haven't won a playoff game since 2019, and have not reached the NFC Championship game since 2014. So obviously they're trying to get back to where they were when they had Russell Wilson, Legion of Boom, getting back to Super Bowls, getting back to NFC Championship games, and they're hoping they can do that with Mike McDonald. And look, he obviously had a lot of talent on that Ravens defense, but he helped coach it up as well. So we'll see what Mike McDonald can do out there in Seattle. But it is official: Mike McDonald, the next head coach for the Seahawks. Also, keeping it with the Ravens, they lose their DB's coach, Denard Wilson. He's going to be the next defensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans. So the Titans are hiring Ravens defensive back coach Denard Wilson as their defensive coordinator. This reported by Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report. And Wilson, who's 41, he drew interest from a lot of different places, including the Packers, the Rams, and the Giants for their open defensive coordinator positions. And he just completed, it was his first season as Baltimore secondary's coach. Denard Wilson was previously in Philly. He was serving as their defensive back coach in 2021 before adding defensive passing game coordinator duties to his role in 2022 when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. And then Wilson, if you didn't know, he began his career as a quality control coach for the Rams in 2012, and then he was promoted to defensive backs coach in 2015. He was with the Jets as their defensive backs coach from 2017 to 2020. He also added passing game coordinator duties in 2019 when he was with the Jets. And also, a little nugget here, Titans general manager Ron Carthen and Wilson work together with the Rams, and the Ravens, they just keep on losing, folks. So now they've lost Mike McDonald, as I just told you. They lose Denard Wilson, and they've also lost their director of player personnel, Joe Hortitz, to the Chargers, as he took their general manager job to go be with the other Harbaugh in Jim. So Ravens losing a lot of folks off their staff, and they're going to have to replenish. But again, that Ravens team and that Ravens organization as a whole run very well, and I'm sure they'll have no problem finding some internal candidates to probably promote. And I'm sure there are a lot of good candidates in that building that are ready to step up. All right, another DC has been hired, and this report coming from Pete Thamel of ESPN. So the Packers reportedly set to hire Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley as their defensive coordinator. And this is something we've been seeing a lot this offseason. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh goes to the Chargers, and now we see Jeff Hafley going to the Packers to become their DC. The way college football is changing with NIL and everything in the transfer portal, we might start to lose more college coaches than we might think, because these college coaches are just like, man, you know what? I don't know if I want to put up with this. I might just go to the NFL, make some money, and not have to deal with trying to retain the guys on my roster every year and having to make sure every single guy on my roster is getting money, has got an NIL deal. Like, it's just seeming like it's becoming too much for college coaches, and I don't blame them at all. So, again, Jeff Hafley leaving Boston College. And, again, he was the head coach at Boston College, leaving there to become the Packers defensive coordinator. And so Hafley was 22-26 in four seasons with the Eagles over there at Boston College, earning bowl eligibility three times. And Boston College beat number 22 SMU in the Fenway Bowl this season. They finished 7-6. So he's going to replace Joe Barry with the Packers. And it's going to be the Packers' third different defensive coordinator that head coach Matt LaFleur has had in 6 years. So a lot of turnover at that DC position. But according to Pete Thamel, Hafley and LaFleur are actually longtime friends. And Hafley, we talked about Jim Harbaugh already. He actually is going to become the third head coach to leave for a coordinator job this season. And like we talked about, it, with name, image, and likeness, and just the state of college football right now with the transfer portal as well, we might see more of this. And we might even see more before the season ends and before next season begins. So South Alabama's Kay Womack, Buffalo's Maurice Linguis, they both took coordinator jobs. And Hafley, he worked for the Bucs, so this is not his first rodeo in the NFL. He worked for the Bucs from 2012 to 2013, with the Browns from 2014 to 2015, and with the 49ers from 2016 to 2018. And he was the defensive backs coach before returning to the college ranks in 2019 as Ohio State's co-defensive coordinator. So there you have it. There is some NFL news for you there. And we will all obviously keep you up to date on all the latest hirings, coordinator hirings, as teams continue to get their guys, fill out their staffs, and make their final hires before they really start getting thick into the weeds of the NFL draft and scouting and thinking about who they want to possibly bring in as a new crop of NFL talent comes in, and as we get closer and closer to the draft in April. So your latest NFL news for you there. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Hawks, because we're getting closer and closer to the trade deadline. What do the Hawks have to do? What can they do to salvage this season? We'll talk about it in 5 minutes. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well, riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed too. All right. Football is obviously just about over. Obviously, we still have the big game, the Super Bowl. But that isn't happening for another week and some change. So we got to start looking at the NBA a little bit more because the trade deadline is on the horizon. And these Atlanta Falcons, not the Atlanta Falcons. See, I got football in the brain still. These Atlanta Hawks have to figure something out. They got to figure some way, somehow, to salvage this season. How do they do it? How do they bring people in via the trade deadline to salvage this season? Well, if the Hawks are going to trade DeJounte Murray, which it seems like that is probably obviously the most tradable piece that they have. So if that is the way and if that is the route they're going to go, I realize that the Hawks, and these are what the reports are. We truly don't know what they're thinking at the end of the day. But if the reports are true that they are trying to get draft capital back and trying to get as much draft capital back that they gave up when they got DeJounte Murray. So they're trying to get the three first-round picks they gave up when they got DeJounte Murray. First of all, I don't think they're going to get that. Second of all, it tells me that maybe they're getting ready to do not a full-on rebuild, but a slight rebuild. And that's obviously disappointing to you and me because we just feels like we just went through a dang rebuild. And obviously we know how close this team was in 2021 to reaching the NBA Finals. Maybe a foot that doesn't get stepped on or a ref that isn't in the way. Maybe the Hawks get there, and who knows what happens when if they face the Phoenix Suns. Who knows what happens in that finals? I think they would have a good chance to win it. But that is obviously water under the bridge. But it is frustrating to know that you were that close just a few years ago, and now it seems like you might have to reset the whole thing again. Not the whole thing, because obviously I think Trae Young and Jalen Johnson will stick around. Maybe Bogey as well, and that's a guy maybe we see go at the trade deadline. But I think Bogey can honestly be a part of what this team wants to do. Now, it all depends on the plan. It depends on if they are deciding to do a slight reset and a light rebuild. How many years do they think it's going to be before they get back into contention? Because Bogdan Bogdanovic is a guy that your team when you feel like you are a contender. He is that guy that you have either coming off the bench, possibly starting, depending on the team, when you feel like you are a contending team. You don't have him when you're going through a rebuild. There's just really no point. He scores for you, yes, but he's not very good defensively, and we all know Bogey can be streaky. So, and I think he's been a lot better with consistency throughout this season because he's been healthy too. But I just don't think you have a guy like Bogey on your team if you're going through a slight rebuild that the Atlanta Hawks might be going through. So we'll see about that. But if the plan for the Hawks is to do this slight rebuild, then obviously I think they end up trading DeJounte. I think they end up trading Bogey. And I feel like you get some pretty good talent back from that. But what this Hawks team needs, they need shooters. They need a roster full of 3-and-D guys to go along with Trae Young and Jalen Johnson. DeAndre Hunter, supposed to be one of those guys. I don't know if Quinn Snyder thinks he still can be one of those guys. If he can, then DeAndre Hunter sticks around. You already got him under contract, so maybe they think there's some development still to be had there. Maybe they think DeAndre Hunter's best games are still ahead of him. If not, you see if you can move on from DeAndre Hunter as well. And again, whether that's getting draft capital back from him for him, or whether that's getting a player who can help you, we'll see. Because I do think this season is salvageable for the Atlanta Hawks. That's why I don't want to see them, when it comes to trading DeJounte Murray, I don't want to see them just try to get a bunch of draft capital back. Because, man, we have a superstar right now. And we have a superstar playing his best ball right now. Do a retool. Get yourself in the best position you can to get in the playoffs. I don't know if avoiding the play-in, I mean, it's mathematically, of course, it's possible to avoid the play-in. But if we're being honest, I don't know how avoidable it is for the Hawks at this point to avoid the play-in. But you still can move up in the standings. And we'll look at the standings here in just a second. But you can go surround yourself. There's plenty, in my opinion, there are plenty of productive 3-and-D type of players that you can go get now. 3-and-D players are definitely valuable. And again, you'll have to give up the DeJounte Murrays. You'll have to give up probably the Bogeys. And if you're wanting to contend, Bogey probably stays, but you're definitely going to have to give up a DeJounte Murray. But you can get a solid, maybe two solid, 3-and-D type players if you decide you're going to move off from a DeJounte Murray. So I just think this season is a lot more salvageable than maybe the Hawks think, or maybe Hawks fans think. Because right now, you're at 20-27, sitting 10th in the East. That's the last spot in the play-in. But you have a, again, very, very favorable schedule the back half of February. Now, again, you got to take advantage of those games. You got to win those games. And you got to find a way to win some of your tough games that you have in the beginning of February. Obviously, you have the Suns coming up on Friday. You got the Clippers mixed in there. You have the Celtics. You got the 76ers. But after that, it's a pretty winnable schedule. So they can find a way to turn. And you have a lot of home games down the stretch, too. Not only this month, but the rest of the regular season, because you were on the road a lot during the first half of the season. So it is possible. I am just very curious as to what the plan is, because I would like to think the Hawks have a plan. I would like to think Quinn Snyder and that front office has a plan. But I'm just wondering if the plan includes the Hawks trying to contend this season. I wonder if the plan includes the Hawks really making an effort at trying to get up the standings and put themselves in a favorable playoff position this season, or if the plan consists of slightly tearing things down at the trade deadline, getting some picks back, and maybe trying to contend again in two or three seasons. And again, if that's the plan, that just seems like a waste of time to me. You have your superstar now, who, again, everybody has been talking about it. He ain't gonna wait forever. He's got his money. He's got his max. He wants to win. And again, part of that, you do look at Trae Young and like, okay, if you want to win, well, help us bring some guys here. We figured that everybody would maybe want to play with Trae, and that doesn't seem like the case. And this kind of goes back to that interaction that DeJounte Murray had on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, where he is like, you know, these practices are going one way, the games are going another way. The coach is telling me one thing in practice, but doing a whole other thing in the game. Go ask people who have been on this team or are on this team about how things are really going down here. So, again, I don't know what exactly the problem is as far as internally and people getting along or not getting along with Trae Young. But I do know one thing. When it comes to the product on the basketball court and just what happens on the basketball court, the other stuff aside, this team is bad built. It's not constructed correctly. It was a good thought to try and pair Trae and DeJounte together. I understand it, and I think we all thought it was going to work better than it has, but now we all see it doesn't work. We need shooters around Trae Young. When he goes to the basket, people who can space the floor and who he can hit if the drive isn't there, and somebody who can knock down a three-point shot and do it at a high clip and help get some stops. Because that's where this team is really struggling. Even with the kind of offensive, I won't even say offensive struggles, even with the way the offense is set up and how it's orchestrated and whatnot, they still score. Scoring has really not been the issue. Now, when Trae Young was out, obviously scoring was an issue. That's a whole nother thing. But the problem has always consistently been defense. You got to find a way to get stops. And DeJounte Murray is supposed to be a two-way player. His defense has been eh. DeAndre Hunter, he's been hurt most of the year. So you got to find people who are reliable, can get you some stops, can knock down some threes, and you got to surround Trae Young with as many as of those guys as possible. It's really as simple as that. Now, whether if the reports are true and DeJounte is maybe going to go to the Lakers, whether that's a Torian Prince, Rui Hachimura, or guys like that, whether it's I don't think Austin Reeves is that guy, but whether it's him, I mean, you got to just find some guys who can play defense and commit to that end and can hit shots when they're open. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to the Morning Shift, see what they got going on for a Thursday edition of the show. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson is out, just feeling a little bit under the weather, but he'll be back. But when we come back, we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take and see what Tiffany and Bo got up for us on a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. We'll do that right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well, riding around and getting it. Shout out to all my first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed too. All right. Football is obviously just about over. Obviously, we still have the big game, the Super Bowl. But that isn't happening for another week and some change. So we got to start looking at the NBA a little bit more because the trade deadline is on the horizon and these Atlanta Falcons, not the Atlanta Falcons. See, I got football in the brain still. These Atlanta Hawks have to figure something out. They got to figure some way, somehow to salvage this season. How do they do it? How do they bring people in via the trade deadline to salvage this season? Well, if the Hawks are going to trade DeJounte Murray, which it seems like that is probably obviously the most tradable piece that they have. So if that is the way and if that is the route they're going to go, I realize that the Hawks, and these are what the reports are. We truly don't know what they're thinking at the end of the day. But if the reports are true that they are trying to get draft capital back and trying to get as much draft capital back that they gave up when they got DeJounte Murray. So they're trying to get the three first-round picks they gave up when they got DeJounte Murray. First of all, I don't think they're going to get that. Second of all, it tells me that maybe they're getting ready to do a, not a full-on rebuild, but a slight rebuild. And that's obviously disappointing to you and me because we just feels like we just went through a dang rebuild. And obviously we know how close this team was in 2021 to reaching the NBA Finals. Maybe a foot that doesn't get stepped on or a ref that isn't in the way. Maybe the Hawks get there and who knows what happens when if they face the Phoenix Suns. Who knows what happens in that Finals. I think they would have a good chance to win it. But that is obviously water under the bridge. But it is frustrating to know that you were that close just a few years ago, and now it seems like you might have to reset the whole thing again. Not the whole thing, because obviously I think Trae Young and Jalen Johnson will stick around. Maybe Bogey as well, and that's a guy maybe we see go at the trade deadline. But I think Bogey can honestly be a part of what this team wants to do now. It all depends on the plan. It depends on if they are deciding to do a slight reset and a light rebuild. How many years do they think it's going to be before they get back into contention? Because Bogdan Bogdanovich is a guy that at your team when you feel like you are a contender. He is that guy that you have either coming off the bench, possibly starting, depending on the team, when you feel like you are a contending team. You don't have him when you're going through a rebuild. There's just really no point. He scores for you, yes, but he's not very good defensively, and we all know Bogey can be streaky. So, and I think he's been a lot better with consistency throughout this season because he's been healthy too. But I just don't think you have a guy like Bogey on your team if you're going through a slight rebuild that the Atlanta Hawks might be going through. So we'll see about that. But if the plan for the Hawks is to do this slight rebuild, then obviously I think they end up trading DeJounte. I think they end up trading Bogey. And I feel like you get some pretty good talent back from that. But what this Hawks team needs, they need shooters. They need a roster full of 3-and-D guys to go along with Trae Young and Jalen Johnson. DeAndre Hunter, supposed to be one of those guys. I don't know if Quinn Snyder thinks he still can be one of those guys. If he can, then DeAndre Hunter sticks around. You already got him under contract, so maybe they think there's some development still to be had there. Maybe they think DeAndre Hunter's best games are still ahead of him. If not, you see if you can move on from DeAndre Hunter as well. And again, whether that's getting draft capital back from him for him, or whether that's getting a player who can help you, we'll see. Because I do think this season is salvageable for the Atlanta Hawks. That's why I don't want to see them, when it comes to trading DeJounte Murray, I don't want to see them just try to get a bunch of draft capital back. Because, man, we have a superstar right now. And we have a superstar playing his best ball right now. Do a retool. Get yourself in the best position you can to get in the playoffs. I don't know if avoiding the play-in, I mean, it's mathematically, of course, it's possible to avoid the play-in. But if we're being honest, I don't know how avoidable it is for the Hawks at this point to avoid the play-in. But you still can move up in the standings. And we'll look at the standings here in just a second. But you can go surround yourself. There's plenty, in my opinion, there are plenty of productive 3-and-D type of players that you can go get now. 3-and-D players are definitely valuable. And again, you'll have to give up the DeJounte Murrays. You'll have to give up probably the Bogeys. And if you're wanting to contend, Bogey probably stays, but you're definitely going to have to give up a DeJounte Murray, but you can get a solid, maybe two solid, 3-and-D type players if you decide you're going to move off from a DeJounte Murray. So I just think this season is a lot more salvageable than maybe the Hawks think or maybe Hawks fans think. Because right now, you're at 20-27, sitting 10th in the East. That's the last spot in the play-in. But you have a, again, very, very favorable schedule the back half of February. Now, again, you got to take advantage of those games. You got to win those games. And you got to find a way to win some of your tough games that you have in the beginning of February. Obviously, you have the Suns coming up on Friday. You got the Clippers mixed in there. You have the Celtics. You got the 76ers. But after that, it's pretty winnable schedule. So they can find a way to turn. And you have a lot of home games down the stretch too. Not only this month, but the rest of the regular season, because you were on the road a lot during the first half of the season. So it is possible. I am just very curious as to what the plan is, because I would like to think the Hawks have a plan. I would like to think Quinn Snyder and that front office has a plan. But I'm just wondering if the plan includes the Hawks trying to contend this season. I wonder if the plan includes the Hawks really making an effort at trying to get up the standings and put themselves in a favorable playoff position this season. Or if the plan consists of slightly tearing things down at the trade deadline, getting some picks back in, maybe trying to contend again in two or three seasons. And again, if that's the plan, that just seems like a waste of time to me. You have your superstar now who, again, everybody has been talking about it. He ain't going to wait forever. He's got his money. He's got his max. He wants to win. And again, part of that you do look at Trae Young and like, okay, if you want to win, well, help us bring some guys here. We figured that everybody would maybe want to play with Trae, and that doesn't seem like the case. And this kind of goes back to that interaction that DeJounte Murray had on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, where he is like, you know, these practices are going one way, the games are going another way. The coach is telling me one thing in practice, but doing a whole other thing in the game. Go ask people who have been on this team or are on this team about how things are really going down here. So, again, I don't know what exactly the problem is as far as internally and people getting along or not getting along with Trae Young, but I do know one thing. When it comes to the product on the basketball court and just what happens on the basketball court, the other stuff aside, this team is bad built. It's not constructed correctly. It was a good thought to try and pair Trae and DeJounte together. I understand it, and I think we all thought it was going to work better than it has, but now we all see it doesn't work. We need shooters around Trae Young. When he goes to the basket, people who can space the floor and who he can hit if the drive isn't there, and somebody who can knock down a three-point shot and do it at a high clip and help get some stops, because that's where this team is really struggling. Even with the kind of offensive, I won't even say offensive struggles, even with the way the offense is set up and how it's orchestrated and whatnot, they still score. Scoring has really not been the issue. Now, when Trae Young was out, obviously scoring was an issue. That's a whole nother thing. But the problem has always consistently been defense. You got to find a way to get stops. And DeJounte Murray's supposed to be a two-way player. His defense has been eh. DeAndre Hunter, he's been hurt most of the year. So, you got to find people who are reliable, can get you some stops, can knock down some threes, and you got to surround Trae Young with as many as of those guys as possible. It's really as simple as that. Now, whether if the reports are true and DeJounte is maybe going to go to the Lakers, whether that's a Torian Prince, Rui Hachimura, or guys like that, whether it's I don't think Austin Reeves is that guy, but whether it's him, I mean, you got to just find some guys who can play defense and commit to that end and can hit shots when they're open. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to the Morning Shift, see what they got going on for a Thursday edition of the show. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson is out, just feeling a little bit under the weather, but he'll be back. But when we come back, we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take and see what Tiffany and Bo got up for us on a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift. We'll do that right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.